Well, young Australians are the target of income management expansions that are coming into effect on July the 1st. Changes will affect children and youths in the Northern Territory and other areas around Australia, including Bankstown in New South Wales, Shepparton in Victoria, and Rockhampton in Queensland. While income management is currently applied on a case-by-case basis, young people in some categories will automatically be placed on income management for 12 months. There's now a fierce debate within the welfare sector about the merits of extending welfare quarantining to kids. Alexia Atwood investigates.
Possibly 97% of our clientele is actually on income management. So out of those right across the territory, I could probably say 80 to 85% are happy with the income management.
You're hearing from Donna Fraser from Catholic Care. Her and her staff are constantly on the road delivering a money management program to remote communities across the Northern Territory. Ms Fraser has no problems with implementing the government's new changes to its income management policy. She disagrees with the widespread criticism that the policy has received from the Greens Party and other experts in the field.
They're in control of their own money, they're able to pay their bills, they have a choice. I know and realise that some people believe that that's not the case. We have tribunals set up within our government that if they don't agree with the decision to be income management, there are options to go through and a process to go through.
A lot of people say that it limits choice, it limits basic freedoms, and if you want people to become more independent, that this is a way of controlling them, so how can control lead to independence? What do you say to those sorts of criticisms?
Come to the Northern Territory.
The government's income management policy involves giving welfare recipients a basics card. Resembling an FPOS card, it can only be used on essential items like food, rent, and it cannot be used to purchase alcohol, cigarettes and other items. The changes to the policy that become effective July 1 put certain young people into income management and don't give them a choice in the matter. But Ms Fraser says young people have not yet developed core financial management skills, and that's why the government has introduced an education program to address this issue. I asked Ms Fraser, given that she believes these new changes are beneficial, why then were these measurements not in place earlier? She said that perhaps it simply hadn't been thought of before. But other experts disagree that these changes will be beneficial for young people if they are forced onto income management.
My experience of working with people who are disengaged, who are vulnerable and disadvantaged, is that you will have the best likelihood of sustainable success if you work with those people. If you tell them things and you require them to do things and you penalise them if they don't do things, you are less likely to come up with, good and sustainable solutions.
David Tennant is the CEO of Family Care, who works with people on income management in Shepparton, Victoria. He says that sometimes the policy can be empowering when people elect to have a basics card, but when it is made compulsory, simply because a young person fits into a certain category, it can be inefficient and unhelpful.
One of the groups of young people who will be affected by this change, and probably the largest in total number, will be those who receive the unreasonable to live at home benefit. And the reason why it's unreasonable for those young people to live at home and to qualify for the payment is because, something has happened in their home life that literally makes it impossible for them to stay there. And it might be that there is significant ongoing conflict. It might be that their welfare and health is not being looked after. And for a young person to make that decision and leave and try and look after themselves in an independent sense is an incredibly brave and strong thing to do. And we should be supporting those young people as much as we can for them to set a course for themselves. And I worry that this measure says you're not quite up to it, that we don't trust you enough. You're trusted enough to make a determination that you have to live independently, but we're going to look after half of your money for you. I really worry about what message that sends to those young people.
David Tennant from Family Care, ending that report there by Alexia Atwood.